He looked and he saw his dad, John Hancock, on a brand new 15-year contract.
All right, cut the intro. Cut the intro. This is not the Sports Opinion Show. This is the Eric Williams Show. I am in beautiful California at Matt Alvarez's lovely estate. I'm looking right down at you, Matt. Boom! Take that! Boom! Take that! Yeah, Matt. I'm
Eric
leaving.
Eric Williams, how dare you? How dare you cut the intro of the show? That is a great intro. We've got a lot of people in the chat room, and you ruined it. How could you do that
to
them?
I'm in beautiful, sunny California, home of the Sports Opinion Show, and I am live in the studio for a nice surprise visit. No, really,
yeah,
I
right.
am. I think it would snow in California, or in Southern California.
Man, you're giving everybody the wrong information.
Oh,
ladies
well.
And gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Opinion Show. I am your host, Matt Alvarez, along with my co-host, Eric Williams. I, of course, am in Northern California, broadcasting to you live. We are live from San Leandro, California. Eric Williams is in another state somewhere. Isn't that right?
I was thinking about this earlier. I'm about to walk out of my house, so hold on one second.
I think Eric Williams, you know what I'm doing right now?
You know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to be digging your grave in a second, so you're going to hear a bunch of, like, weird noises. I'm just going to dig your grave while we're on the show. By digging your grave means I'm going to be shoveling snow in a second.
Well, you go ahead right along and you shovel that snow, Eric Williams.
Actually, it's your grave site. You hear that? All right, well, keep talking. I'll put myself on mute, and then I'll just
you
I'll
do
get
that.
Back in. Yeah, I'll put myself on mute. Hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what the heck Eric Williams is planning. Evidently, he's building a grave for me. He's going to bury me alive. Because remember, a few weeks ago, we had told you all that, you know, there's going to be a war of attrition between myself and Eric Williams. We were going to tally up the NFL scores, and at the end of the regular season, whoever had the most points would take over the show for 1 week. Well, I can already tell you that I probably didn't win. I got to welcome DDP, who's in the chat room. And, of course,
Bang!
And, of course, a friend of Matt Broderick. Matt Broderick, I thank you for telling your friend Eddie about the show. It's awesome. I love it when new people can come
wow,
and be a part
friend
of it.
Is Matt Matt Broderick has friends? I'm super surprised.
Yeah, Matt Broderick.
Did he pay him to be his friend? Like, I'm surprised. Is Matt Broderick in the chat room today?
No, he is not. Not yet, anyway.
Oh, good. That's a great thing to hear. Matt Broderick is not in the chat room. That is a great thing. I'm just kidding.
Why are you talking all this negativity about Matt Broderick? What has he done to you?
Well, you know, there's something called, I'm not going to just build this grave for you. This snow-covered bank for you. I'm going to build it for you and him to be in it, too. All right, keep going, sorry.
Anyway, speaking of snow, it might be a snowy run, ladies and gentlemen, for Carl Turner. In case you didn't hear about this, you're about to hear about it. The stupidest thing that college football could ever do is get rid of a coach for whatever reasons he said, but then it's one of those reasons, ladies and gentlemen, Eddie, DDP, Eric Williams, where it's, oh, he said, she said kind of deal. But then again, it's only about all the he said, and the he himself, meaning the college football organization. Let's get into this show, ladies and gentlemen. It's awesome because we are officially kicking off 2014. For today's subject, it's the New Year sports party. We'd like to welcome you to the after New Year's party. I'm sure everybody had a great New Year's. I certainly did. 2014 looks to be a promising year in the world of sports, but not right now, not for this guy at least, because a Virginia high school released a statement on Wednesday claiming the leader of its state championship football team resigned to focus more time on his family. But this coach is claiming administrators didn't renew my contract, he said. He said they fired me because I ran up the score on other teams. Now, Eric Williams, what do you think that means? Like, for example, if you were the coach and I was, you know, the school and I told you, Eric, I know the other team has 25 points and we're down by 10 points. Don't score any more points, otherwise you're fired. Is that what that sounds like to you?
Yeah.
Well, after much investigating that,
there's something more to this.
Yeah, there has to be, because that's exactly what it is. After much investigation and after a bunch of research that I found out, that's exactly what Carl Turner is talking about. That's why they fired him. They said, no, he wanted to quit. He wanted more time with family. And he said, no, they didn't renew my contract, so who cares about that? But the big point is the bizarre tale of Virginia coach, Bishop Sylvan Catholic High School coach, Carl Turner's departure is even chronicled in the Virginia Pilot newspaper, for those of you that live in Virginia. And the only certainty at this point is that the man who led the Crusaders to a Virginia Independent Athletic Association Division II state championship, they were almost undefeated. Well, so much for this undefeated coach who is now out of a job. Turner told the newspaper he received a text message Wednesday from the athletic director at 6:30 a.m. And he said, I had an anxious feeling about my future. Today's my day, he thought. Within a few hours, the school notified him of what they were doing. This is one of the stupidest things college football has ever done. But then again, the same can be said for the NFL coaches. Eric Williams, I'm sure you know that most of the NFL decided to fire most of their coaches. Mike Shanahan is one of them. And, of course, I've told my new friend Eddie in the chat room that I'm a Raiders
again,
fan. But
again, you have no right to talk about your Raiders right now.
No,
I'm making a point.
I'm making a point, Eric, because my Raiders have decided not to fire our coach. So our coach will be attacked for another 2 years.
Just what you wanted to hear.
DDP, I think that the Houston Texans fired your coach, right, DDP?
They have a good coach, though. They hired a really good coach, though. My boy, Bill O'Brien, as the Houston Texans coach. I got to root for him now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
I like
we'll
the coach.
See what happens with that.
I'll tell you one thing. It's all about the location of the one and only Craig Brooks. What's going on with Craig Brooks? Where is he at?
Well, since you brought that up, I'd like to say what's up to all my friends from the group. I'm a proud member of...
You got any birthdays?
No, we don't have no birthdays this week.
Damn it.
No birthdays at all
week?
This week. Next week, I don't know. We'll see what happens next week.
It'll be my birthday in 2 weeks.
And how old are you going to be?
I'm no old enough to be your daddy. No, I'm kidding. Kidding.
Very funny, Eric.
Going to be 27.
27?
Yep.
Wow.
Still alive,
nice.
And still kicking.
Yep. That's a good age for you.
Oh, that's a good age for you. You sound like an old man saying that. Wait, you are an old man. That's right. I've never heard that.
I'm only, what, 3 years older than you or something like that? I'm 30 years old.
You're what, 50? 51?
Now you're really trying to be funny.
Funny guy, right there.
I know the fans, especially the girls, Eric, love your amusement.
You know what?
I said I know that the fans of the show, especially the women, love your amusement.
Of course. I love to amuse the people. Everybody hit me up on Facebook.
And
people
probably
think I'm just a fucking retard. Something wrong with me. I'm clearly fucking normal, okay? Clearly the one that has the better looks.
The better looks?
Probably I'm eating some lasagna right now, just so anybody's wondering.
Yeah, well, Craig Brooks is not at the library. Neither is he at McDonald's. He's visiting with his mom right now. He just told me that. I told him. Well,
oh, I could say. Is he listening?
He said he would try to, so I don't know.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that's what I said. Oh, well.
DDP, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Didn't DDP have some beef with you a couple weeks ago about a particular I think your NFL team for playing each other?
Oh, no.
I'd like to welcome guest 1870 into the chat room. Welcome.
What's
ladies
going on, guest 1870? What's up?
Before we get to the NFL segment of the show, this one just released late last night because I still, you know, do reports and try to find interesting stories to keep up with the show here, to keep the show moving. And I found something. I was shocked when I had, you know, it was about 10:30 last night, Eric Williams. And I was like, I need to go through my emails and check them because of what happened last week with no internet. And I was like, wow, okay, I'll get back to that person. I'll email that person back. Half of the emails I got were junk mail. But then I went back to my homepage and found this. Check this out. The Cleveland Indians have just decided, breaking news now, ladies and gentlemen, to demote and get rid of the Chief Wahoo logo forever.
Wow.
How's that for baseball shenanigans?
Yeah, that's pretty
Eddie,
much
you can
baseball
tell
shenanigans.
Eddie, you can tell Matt Broderick about this. I know he loves baseball, too, as well as football. But, yeah, they've Chief Wahoo, the smiling symbol of the Cleveland Indians since the 1940s, whom beloved by many but deemed to be an actual racist pitcher by others, is being replaced as a primary logo. Thanks to uniform expert Paul Logan, who reported Wednesday that the team will instead emphasize their new logo, which will simply be a C. The C will, of course, stand for Cleveland. I don't know. I mean, they've introduced the C logo before in past seasons of Major League Baseball, but now they've decided they're definitely, for sure, the Chief Wahoo Daniel logo is now gone forever.
Yeah, they got rid of it.
For some reason, they feel that it costs too much money or something like that. I don't know how that fits into anything. I mean, Eric Williams and I were talking before the show went live about money, right, Eric?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't get that. We'll see what happens in 2014. Baseball season, of course, is around the corner anyway. And much props to my San Francisco Giants. We're going to win again. We're going to become the World Series champions.
Yeah.
Notice I didn't guarantee anything this year.
No, you did it last year. Guess what?
Yeah, I know. Don't remind me. Don't remind me. But ladies and gentlemen, a lot coming up this weekend. With two games tomorrow, I can't believe I had to follow the Alan Martin this past Monday morning on social media, and I found out that he was talking about last week's college games, and I was like, oh, the Auburn game. I totally forgot about it, but by that time, it was already Saturday night. So, it's not the Alan Martin's fault that I missed it. It's nobody's fault. I forgot about it, and I didn't watch it to review some of it on the show today, but I was like, oh, I missed it. So, college football is almost done. The NFL is almost done. And tomorrow it's the New Orleans Saints taking on the Seattle Seahawks. Eric Williams, what do you see happening here with this game?
I see Seattle pulling it out.
Really?
Yep.
As a loss? You mean you've seen them lose?
No, I see them winning.
Well, most people believe that Seattle will lose tomorrow. They're playing the New Orleans Saints. I mean, geez.
What?
The New Orleans Saints.
Oh, my God. I have something hilarious to report on the show after when you can.
Yeah. And then, of course.
Let me know when you want me to report this.
Yes, I'll let you know. Then, of course, late tomorrow night, as a matter of fact, Indianapolis will take on New England. Indianapolis Colts versus New England Patriots. Patriots believe that they will win. Indianapolis Colts say that, well, you're going to have to stop us and stop our huge defense. What do you think is going to happen with this game, Eric?
Which game is it?
The Colts and the Patriots.
Oh, the Patriots are going to take this.
You're calling it hands down, huh?
Yep.
All right. And then on Sunday it's, of course, the team I betted against. Well, I didn't bet actual money because I have no actual money to bet. But the San Francisco Niners, they won on Sunday. Of course, I was not too thrilled about that. I was legitimately pissed. But nonetheless, they're going up against the Carolina Panthers. I hate to say it, live on the air, in front of all of you listening. As I mentioned at the end of last year, that you can now listen to Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to any one of our shows in your car. So if any one of my friends from the group are listening, yeah, driving along the road. I'm going to have to go on record and say that I think the Niners will win. As much as it pains me to say because I'm a Raiders fan, but I think the Niners will take out the Carolina Panthers this Sunday. Eric, I'm
going the opposite. I'm going
with
Carolina.
You're going with Carolina?
Yep.
Wow. That's,
they're going to prove Ric Flair wrong.
Dude, thank you for telling me. I almost forgot about that. We'll get into that, too, right after this, because we got one more game to run down. Then late Sunday night, it's San Diego Chargers taking on the Denver Broncos. Both teams are very, very good. Denver, great. San Diego is at its best season it's ever had. So it's tough to call, but I think San Diego is going to win. What do you think, Eric?
I think I want San Diego to win, but I think Denver's going to win.
Wow. That's a big toss-up right there. We'll find out what happens tomorrow for both games in the East End, also on Sunday, with the four teams that will meet here on the West Coast. You know, San Francisco, I don't know how this happened when 3 weeks ago, you know, in other words, it was 2 weeks before Christmas when I told you all that there will not be any more games at Candlestick Park, that the Niners are not going to use that stadium anymore and the whole deal there. But for some reason, the NFL, Eric and ladies and gentlemen, keeps putting them back in Candlestick Park. I don't understand that. They get another opportunity again this Sunday to play there. But yes, you know, as Eric Williams said, Ric Flair last Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, I know Eddie's going to enjoy this. Ric Flair showed up here in California to join a 49ers press conference at the stadium. They were shocked, and of course, when I heard about it, I said, oh, really? But now some Carolina fans are totally pissed off with Ric Flair. They said that that's not right, that you should be cheering for your hometown team. What do you think about this, Eric? Eric's call has been dropped. Oh, boy. Well, and not only that, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I did mention that the Saints, the New Orleans Saints will take on the Seattle Seahawks, but it has just been reported, and I almost forgot about this too, that because of the Seahawks and the Chargers and how that whole game went last Sunday, check this out. How stupid do you think this is? This has just been reported, just now coming in, that some Seattle Seahawks fans actually want to sue the Chargers for the game-stealing moment. Because these Charger fans feel that Seattle cheated. And so now they want to sue the Seattle Seahawks. I don't think any one of us, even collectively as a bunch of NFL fans, if we all got together to sue a particular team because of what happened in a game already set in motion and it was already declared over by the officials, that now more than 10 fans decide that they're going to rally up. Yeah. I know DDP thinks this is a joke, but this is not a joke. It's serious. That they think they're going to be able, just because they're Charger fans and that the Chargers got screwed by Seattle, that they cheated. That's what these fans are saying. These Chargers fans feel that they were cheated, so now they want to sue the Seattle Seahawks. I don't think this will even stand up in court. You know who we need? You know who we desperately need to take care of this? If this does make it to court, let's get my good friend in there. Judge Mills Lane, let's get it on. He'll throw that shit out the window. He'll be like, you're suing an entire football team? There's 10 of you and 40 of these NFL players. You really want to go up against those odds? I just don't know. I found out about this story through my good friends, the guys that actually own NDB Media Network, Roger and Scorekeeper. It was on their Facebook this morning. and we were all commenting about it, and people said, well, this almost sounds like a joke, like a prank. Yeah, well, it's not. They're seriously going to try and take this case, to the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals in Seattle. These Charger fans are willing. They're willing to get on a damn plane to go all the way back to Seattle just to go to some court to try to get this lawsuit straightened out so they can show the world, hey, look, NFL fans, if you feel a grievance with what happened in a particular game, much like the Super Bowl last year, we all know how that shit screwed up. And we can get away with it by suing an NFL team. This is outrageous. 2014 is still young. And already people are going crazy. And also, I just have to say one thing about this. If you're one of these Charger fans, if you're one of these San Diego Charger fans and you're listening to me live on the air right now, listen, no disrespect. Hey, I applaud you for trying to go all the way back to Seattle and trying to take this to court. If you think you can win against an entire football team with a lawsuit that emanated from the game on Sunday and the game-winning call, and how you think that the Seattle Seahawks cheated your team out of that game on Sunday, hey, more power to you. But I don't think this is going to work. Like I said again, it almost sounds too good to be true. It does sound like a joke, but it's not. These guys have told everybody, I'm pretty sure it'll probably be on NBC Fox later tonight. I mean, hell, they'll probably, NFL Fox Network will probably interview these fans, and they'll probably say, yeah, we're serious. We're going to seriously go to court. We're going to turn this into the biggest lawsuit ever that's going to galvanize the Seattle Seahawks. Well, good luck to that. Good luck to that. And ladies and gentlemen, the final thing before we go to commercial break real quick. Have you seen this video that's viraling, both being funny, but at the same time it's actually out of control, where they've been setting up certain baseball teams and even basketball teams have been setting up certain their own particular 7-foot-tall mascot inside random malls. I'm sure, DDP, I think you saw this video with me on Facebook, but where these people just are randomly walking by and they see the statue there, they think, well, you know, that's just a random statue sitting there. It's a cushion-like statue. It's not going to bite back. But then, you know, all of a sudden it starts moving, or it jumps and scares the crap out of you. I can't remember which team it was that I saw yesterday. Another video of the same effect. It was like 3 minutes into the video, at 3 minutes and 30 seconds, the guy inside the mascot suit, he jumps at the chance to try and scare the daylights out of some teenage Chinese girl, and she turns, she blasts him in the family jewels. That's all I'm going to say about that. I know that hurt. Even though he's inside of a costume. Come on now. People inside costumes, they don't wear cups. Especially guys. Guys, be aware of the ladies. We got to wear those cups. Even if we're wearing a damn costume, dressed up as a mascot for our favorite team. I mean, I remember there was a video years ago of two mascots beating the hell out of each other, and they both admit it. We're not wearing anything but the stupid mascot uniform. So any pain that you don't think we feel, we're feeling it. Got to be careful who you're trying to scare dressed up as a mascot from your own team, or any team for that fact. Just be careful out there. Be warned. I don't want to have to find out if any of you that I know that are dressing up as a mascot. Matt, I got my arm broken. Well, sorry to hear that, but I don't think I would want to be a mascot and have to be told, why don't you try and scare the crap out of all these people? I'm tall, but I'm not that tall. I'm still, in some ways, skinny, if you know what I mean. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a lot more to come. When we come back, we've got to talk about the whole thing surrounding Batista's current WWE contract. How long is it for? You know, what's going on with how this whole Mae Young story turned into a damn lie, and the WWE Network, Vince McMahon says it will be launched. When will that happen? You're about to find out after this.
Hey fans, don't worry. The Sports Opinion Show will be back after a brief message from our friends here on the NDB Media Network.
The hottest place on the internet for wrestling and video games, and of course WGS Radio. We got it all. News, reviews, interviews with some of the biggest stars in wrestling today, and yes, even,
oh my god,
the leader of Team Gooch himself, McDirty Seth. That's every Wednesday and Saturday night, 7 p.m. Central Time. And of course, for pay-per-views, 2 hours before every pay-per-view for wrestling. www.blogtalkradio.com/WGS Radio. We'll see you there.
Complaining about a beautiful life. Man, I love these new Red Button Roast coffees. It is exactly what I need. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning.
Tell me about it. This French vanilla one is a great way to start the day.
Did you just say, tell me about it and then keep on talking? Because I can't really tell you about it if you keep on talking afterwards.
And you did wake up on the wrong side of the bed this morning.
I know. Tell me about it.
New Red Button Roast coffee and premium breakfast burritos. Now available with egg whites. This is how you Sonic.
And now, we return back to the Sports Opinion Show with your host, Matt Alfred.
And we are back right here on the Sports Opinion Show, ladies and gentlemen. And during the commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Coffee just jumped into the chat room. He's lucky I was in here. I mean, I called in briefly because I couldn't do the show, so I called in a different way, but I was not in the chat room. So I threw Coffee, you know, involved in something with the guy that owns his channel, the Sports Talk with the Guys crew. But I wasn't able. Roger had told me that you were just, you know, putting me out there, but I wasn't able to find out what you were saying in the chat room last week, Coffee. Don't worry, I'll find out. I'll get it out of you or something. Yes, I heard about that, Coffee. Robert Lewandowski is leaving the BVB in the summer to go to Bayern for 5 years, and they're paying him how much? $75 million. That's a lot of money. That would be nice. That would be nice to get paid like that. Ladies and gentlemen, as promised, if you all read the description, everybody knows that for the next few weeks, or maybe the next week and a half, I'll be trying to pump you up for the Royal Rumble pay-per-view, which will happen in less than a week. Because WWE feels that they actually know, they finally figured out how to keep fans interested in the new product versus the old product. So here goes. Let's see how old all of us really are. Here's the question. Diesel made a name for himself at the 1994 Royal Rumble by doing what? Was it breaking the ring? Eliminating 7 superstars in a row, winning the event, or being the fastest man eliminated in Royal Rumble history? If you think you know the answer to that, call me up here at 347-637-2306. In the meantime, I'll hold off on that and come back, you know, later on during the next commercial break to figure it out, see if you guys know. Well, Coffee's actually typing away in the chat room. Maybe he knows the answer because I know he doesn't like to call in. But while he's doing that, let's get back into this with our wrestling news topic. Since everybody knows about the whole thing that took place Wednesday afternoon, people were saying, you know, giving out tributes and stuff like that, special song ceremonies, on both on social media, on Facebook, and on their own Twitter pages, to pay respect to Mae Young. The original guy that posted the whole entire thing, he's supposed to be a great wrestling strategist and wrestling analyst such as myself. Only problem with that is he just posted what he thought he should randomly post. And so he went in with this whole thing because he heard things from Mae Young's sources and with her people, and without even actually making sure of what they actually said, he goes off on a tyrant and immediately misquotes everything that they said. He's like, oh, Mae Young's family just told me. Mae Young has passed away. I'm sorry to say that she has passed away. And they went, what? We never told you that. What is wrong with you? Aren't you supposed to be, you know, the hotshot wrestling expert? We thought we could trust you with this. Coffee, no. Coffee, I'm sorry. That answer is wrong. I knew I forgot something. Oh, well. I'll remember to do it next week when I ask a different Royal Rumble trivia question next week. I need to use something for next week. I will definitely do that. I'm going to be using, there's no other music to put it with, trivia questions must go with the Jeopardy theme song. No, not the opening song. Never mind. You'll figure it out next week. But now that here we are 72 hours later, finding out that he actually lied about this, because now it sends correction. The Post and from those of us at the Courier incorrectly reported today that legendary women's pro wrestling star Mae Young had died at the age of 90. That report is now incorrect, they said. Young is gravely ill, but she's not dead. The source who told the Post and Courier said that she had died and had incorrect information. They were the ones telling the Post and everybody else, and it went viral because all my friends were posting it, saying that Mae Young was dead. That is a lie. It's not true. She's still ill. She's not able to do what she normally would do. That's the only problem that's wrong with her. And she had a stroke a few days ago, and she also had one last month. So what they're doing is just, I know Eddie was concerned about this in our chat room. What they're doing, Eddie, is they're just keeping her in the hospital for a few weeks to monitor her heart, monitor all the serious things, you know, do all the medical tests they need to do. But she's not dead. So now the original website that were, three of them are now busted for this, but they have since apologized and they regret the error they made. That would be like Coffee saying something in the chat room and I pretended like I knew what he said and I'm not really paying attention to the chat room. That would make me look stupid. So I wish that this guy would just pay attention in the near future before he goes off and starts reporting to the entire world that somebody's dead when they're actually not dead. Coffee said, as long as Medusa is still alive, that's the only person I care about. Coffee, would you like me to set up, you know, a marriage thing for you? Would you like to marry Medusa? She's still hot. DDP, weren't you, I believe something was happening with you and Eric Williams on your page about some girl you were going to see. And was that a wrestling, women's wrestler too? I'm confused now. See, I've got my head wrapped around so many stories. Coffee said, no, hell no. I'd love to marry Lita. Well, by all accounts, I don't think that's possible. I think, like Trish Stratus, I think she's legitimately married now. Versus WWE storyline saying that she was in with Matt Hardy. Those were never true. Those were just storylines. Anyway, for those wondering, there are 140 wrestlers who are currently under WWE contract. That is way down from 150 several months ago. This is their transformation. Vince McMahon feels that it is now time to chop the legs out from under everybody. They were in great storyline standings. I remember 3 weeks ago when I said that he told the world, this is from Vince McMahon himself a few weeks ago, he said, from now on, there is no such thing as heels and baby faces. Well, what the hell are you going to call them? I mean, because the bad guys still come out and they act like assholes. That's their job. The baby faces still come out and act like the good guys. You know, the people that do what's right. But Vince McMahon said, that is old. There's no use for that anymore. The only person that has a problem with the word heels and baby faces and good guys and bad guys is Vince McMahon himself. DDP, don't worry, I didn't forget about that. Coffington. I can make her husband disappear. He said, or I can marry the musician, Lita Ford. She's hot and single. Well, good luck with that, Coffee. I shouldn't have said that on the air about nobody even... most people won't even know who Lita Ford is. And check this out. Yes, I'm going to get to the WWE Network, but part of that is WWE is planning, for the first time ever, once they launch the WWE Network, check this out, they are planning to air full. Remember years ago when Vince McMahon said, if anybody says this on some radio show or something like that, they're going to be in serious trouble with me. What's Vince McMahon going to do to me? Are you going to walk up to me and say, I'm fired? I don't work for you. But they are planning to air, get this, Chris Benoit footage. I said his name. Vince doesn't like people saying his name, but once the WWE Network launches, they are going to air the entire Chris Benoit story, the matches, the whole nine yards. But they're going to have to start doing it with a disclaimer before all shows on the WWE Network that features him in it. Because the latest update on this is that an advisory will also be airing on the very beginning of the broadcast, noting that, well, they want to entice the shows that have Chris Benoit in it by saying that all characters in this program were just fictional. They were fake. Why would you need to put a disclaimer like that when everybody already knows? Well, it took me a few years when I was a kid, up until my late teenage years, to finally admit that, all right, you're right. Yes, wrestling's fake. It's all predetermined. Everybody knows that. But that's what they want to use. And it has also been confirmed that Batista's current WWE contract deal has now been set for 2 years, and he's scheduled to also work some house shows. WWE Hall of Famer Mick Foley tweeted today that some of the content he has planned for his upcoming comedy shows later this week may actually generate heat from WWE management. Here's what he tweeted. He said, I'm pretty sure this week's shows are going to get me fired from WWE. He laughed and said, that should be fun. Also this week, was former WWE announcer Todd Grisham. He turned 38 years old this week. Happy birthday, Todd. Former WWE diva Caitlin is now taking independent bookers. She wants independent bookings. She doesn't mind where she goes, so for all you promoters out there, Caitlyn's available because she resigned. She quit. She no longer wants any part of WWE because she said that this was a contingency to actually ruin her character leading up to, well, the Royal Rumble and all these other things leading up to WrestleMania. And she didn't agree with what they were doing with her character and just said, I can't do this anymore, and I quit. That was 2 weeks ago. After Monday Night Raw went off the air, she went right up to Vince McMahon after talking with some of the writers and some of the other staff and saying, you're doing what with me? I'm not sure what the details were, but that's what she's been saying on Twitter. So, coffee. Also, last but not least, WWE is continuing to take fan-uploaded content on YouTube. This has been happening for several weeks and will continue with the upcoming launch of the WWE Network. I believe this is Eric Williams trying to call back in.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Hey, how you doing? Who's this?
Yeah, this is my first time calling and to this radio show. It's my first time listening. I just wanted to chime in on what you guys are talking about.
Sure, what's on your mind?
Yeah, how you doing, sir? What do you guys think? You guys think Peyton Manning's going to be able to make it to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl?
Well, that question has been brought up a lot. I'm not really sure, but I think he can do it. What do you think?
I feel that Peyton Manning always comes up short when it counts, and I believe the Super Bowl ring that won against the Chicago Bears is kind of his fool's gold. I don't really want to discredit him because he's one of the greatest players, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. But when it comes to the playoffs, he always has came up short. And I have yet to see Peyton Manning beat a good team in the Super Bowl, and I would like to see that and see how he does. But I don't think he will do it.
Well, that's only time will tell that.
Yes, and I wanted to know your opinion.
I don't think he can do it either. I don't think he'll get a Super Bowl ring, but if he does, then we'll both be wrong. So
yes.
It's all up to how they play and how he plays, and if they can get the win in the next few weeks leading up to the Super Bowl.
Yes. Do you guys also talk about boxing?
No.
No. Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir. I will continue listening to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I thought that was one of you trying to call in and figure out the trivia answer question from the 1994 Royal Rumble. But as I said, WWE going to take down your content. Ladies and gentlemen, this is pathetic because, and thanks a lot for that call about Peyton Manning. That's very interesting. Will Peyton Manning get a Super Bowl ring? It's hard to say. It really is. Because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, and we don't know what's going to happen with the games on Sunday. And, you know, thank you for that call again, like I said, because I almost forgot to tell you all that I meant to tell you at the top of the show, but it's a good thing I remembered, thanks to that caller reminding me, that normally next weekend actually starts the NFL Combine, you know, where they get ready to pull certain guys and certain young guys from certain colleges, and they send them to the NFL Combine, and then they do the NFL Draft. And normally that takes place next week. It's always the third week of January, but Roger Goodell and others have decided We're going to have to wait for that. We're going to have to wait for the NFL Combine, and we're also going to have to wait for the two full-day NFL draft to take place every year. I'm looking for a good pick for my Raiders. DDP, I hope your Houston Texans get some good picks too. I hope everybody's team gets good picks. Will we get another Matt Ryan? Will we get another Peyton Manning? Well, it's hard to say what's going to happen. But anyways, back to this. I find this wrong by WWE to do this, because they want to delete and remove your videos. It's the same thing like what happened last week when, for those of you that follow the Sports Opinion Show on Facebook, Facebook said that we will now own the rights to your status. We will own the rights to everything that you post, but mainly your status. We don't want no copyright infringement. And I'm thinking, how in the hell is Facebook going to be able to do copyright infringement on my status? So if I post about the show, what's going to happen on the show, like me and Eric did a few weeks ago when we told you all that we were going to have somebody from CZW, a CZW representative from CZW Wrestling, the hardcore promotion, on the show. How can Facebook use that as copyright infringement when we were the ones that posted it? It's the same thing with WWE and this whole, they have the right to take down your videos from your cell phones or from your digital camera. If you go to a show and you start filming and you decide to put it on, you want to put it on YouTube, they're going to end up taking it down. Even though it's your content, it's your video. Does this even count for house shows, Vince McMahon? This is retarded. I tell you, I don't know. And speaking of Vince McMahon, chairman and CEO, Vince McMahon, remember on Raw when Michael Cole had said that Stone Cold Steve Austin and Vince McMahon, along with Triple H and Stephanie, have a special announcement on Wednesday, live from the Encore Theater in Las Vegas, Nevada. Coffee, isn't that where you're from? No, just kidding. But no, the big announcement was, you know, and I followed along with it on Wednesday night, and Steve Austin even tweeted about it. It's going to be good. It's going to be real good. And I said, you know, this probably has something to do with the WWE Network launch. And it does, because Vince McMahon said in the press conference interview at the Encore Theater there in Las Vegas, he said, we are moving outside the ring to mesh the best of Hulk Hogan, The Rock, and John Cena, and of course, yours truly standing next to me, he said, Stone Cold Steve Austin, will now be all in one place. It's time to lay the smack down and do it 24/7. The network launch will take place, finally, they said, the WWE will launch its own network beginning February 24th as a streaming service for $9.99 a month. This is how it's going to start. I know people think, well, Matt, I thought you wanted to celebrate a special New Year's party today on the show. Oh, well, I do, because it's a new year. We don't know what's going to happen in 2014. I'm expecting a lot of good, but I'm also expecting a lot of bad to happen in the world of sports in 2014. Because, see, this is where it gets tricky. The $9.99 a month is their way to get you in the program of subscribing. But then after that, you have to also, you know, sign your little contract, you know, put your little John Hancock on your signature. After that, it will be a six-month commitment and will include all 12 pay-per-view events. Could you clarify that in the chat room? I think you said that you were doing it for, what, like $60 a month after that? Something like that. Coffee said, if the WWE channel was still free, I wouldn't even get it. Well, it's free right now. It's on YouTube. That's the only way it's free. Or by watching Monday Night Raw. The network will be available on all desktops and laptops by going to WWE.com. The WWE Network will also be available through the WWE app, also on Amazon Kindle, Fire, Android devices such as your Samsung Galaxy, the iOS devices such as your Apple iPod and iPhone, your PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4, and for the first time ever, Steve Austin said on Wednesday night, we're now proud to offer the WWE Network on the Xbox 360. And he kind of gloated about how great that is. It sounds like Steve Austin starts playing video games now. I don't know. Maybe. I know I do. Coffey said, I have no interest in putting money in Vincent's pockets. He ruined wrestling. Fuck him. That is from our very opinionated and very awesome guy, Coffey, in the chat room. Those of you that are following along in the chat room, he indeed did post that. But now, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into this with Monday Night Raw. And people have always said that the commentary for all sports, not just wrestling, I mean, even when I watch baseball or football, I want the commentary to be non-biased. The jokes, well, some jokes are funnier than others. Let's just leave it at that. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Eddie. Eddie said in the chat room, yeah, it's for a six-month commitment for $9.99 per month. See how they get you? Vince McMahon just wants our money. Remember he did say a few years ago, it's all about the money. But anyway, back to what I was saying. But the commentary in wrestling now, thanks to Michael Cole, screwing the whole thing up. And you're going to find out how that all took place. First of all, let's get into this. The Usos and Rey Mysterio took on Daniel Bryan, Luke Harper, and Eric Rowan. Michael Cole and JBL, of course, Jerry Lawler was not there again. And even though, very quickly now, I'm starting to interrupt the whole, I'm starting to stop the flow of the show, but I got to say this. Even though Michael Cole did say that, well, Jerry Lawler's, you know, with family, he is not here tonight. He decided to take an extra week off or something like that. But the real story is that Jerry Lawler was actually backstage. And an hour into the show, they were going into the second hour, and suddenly he started to have chest pains, and they immediately called 911 to the backstage area, and they were quick to take him to the hospital. So even though Michael Cole and WWE said that Jerry Lawler was with family, no, he was backstage. See what I mean? Commentary has now taken the place of Mad TV or some of those other stupid shows from back in the 80s and 90s, for those of you that remember that. Wrestling should be different. And you know why it should be different? Because it's a new year. It's time to party on. Like it's 1999, and tell the truth for once. What, Vince, you didn't think the world was going to find out, especially from me, what Jerry Lawler was really at? I find these things out. Well, not just me, everybody. Any one of you in the chat room can find out. That's what the internet does. I've told you all before, the internet, it's a good tool, but it also ruins great moments and good things, such as this. Michael Cole's telling the world that Jerry Lawler was with family in Memphis. When I find out from wrestling sources and stuff like that, he was backstage. And he had to be rushed to the hospital, but he's okay now. He's fine. He's fine. WWE costs more than Netflix, Coffee said. Yeah, that's true. That's true, Coffee. Eddie said in the chat room, but if you cancel it, you have to pay all of your cancellation fees for $60. Oh. See what I mean? Thank you, Eddie, for that. Thank you, Eddie. It's awesome to have a friend of Matt Broderick here. Matt Broderick told him about the show, and hope you're enjoying it. Hope all of you are enjoying it, wherever you are. Thank you. But the writers felt that with no big storyline buildup, and this is where they screwed everything up, to just tell the world through Michael Cole, it was Pat Patterson talking to Michael Cole through Michael Cole's headset, saying, oh, Vince just wants you to tell the world that now Daniel Bryan is a part of, you know, the Wyatt family. He joined them. All of a sudden he joins them? How did he join them? There's no explanation. I mean, couldn't you wait for an explanation and at least show us an explanation of how he's now part of the Wyatt family? You could have waited for that at the Royal Rumble. You've got a week and a half left before the Royal Rumble. Coffee said it costs nothing next to show them. He said, so for that reason, it should cost WWE $2 a month. Coffee said it should also be like any other cable channel. Well, Coffee, we know that's not going to happen. But see, there's no big explanation. And now looking back, now I understand. Now I understand why years ago, back in 2003, when Steve Austin walked out on the company, and he said, there's no real reason for me to be here because the writers don't know what they're doing, because half of these writers don't know shit about wrestling. Vince McMahon just goes, oh, you're a writer? Can you write for TV? Oh, sure, I can write for TV. But he you know, when Vince McMahon and others in charge of this company, now that Triple H is one of them, you should add a new thing on a writer's application. And here's that one thing. Ask them on the application, and it's probably online because most jobs you got to go online now, right? It should be this. Do you know anything about wrestling? And if you do, how is wrestling supposed to be portrayed? That should be a question for all these writers coming in. But that's never going to happen because Vince just pulls writers from, you know, the Conan O'Brien show, Mad TV, and all these other reality shows that just come in, and he doesn't even ask them about wrestling. He just says, oh, you look like a good writer. You can write for us and do storylines. Thank you. That's it. So we were left with Daniel Bryan, now a part of the Wyatt family. Curtis Axel and Big E Langston, it was a great, great match. Big E Langston getting this big push up from his NXT days. I'm sure Eddie appreciates that. Eddie, I saw what you posted earlier, that you enjoyed NXT. Big E Langston got the win because, of course, they want to push him. Sin Cara versus Alberto Del Rio. Alberto Del Rio won the match. Fair and square, I might add. Jack Swagger and Antonio Cesaro. Well, at first, nobody knew. Because earlier, Stephanie McMahon had said that, you know, you two think you know everything. You think you're the big hotshot, but you're not the tag team champions. Well, I'll give you the tag team champions, and so. And that also came from general manager Brad Maddox. Brad is actually looking, he looked more like a general manager than he ever had this past Monday night on Raw. Kind of funny, but He brought out the tag team champion Cody Rhodes and Goldust. He said, but this will be for a non-title match. Cody Rhodes and Goldust, they ended up winning the match. Then we had the Great Khali versus Damian Sandow. The Great Khali, of course, gets the win. The Bella Twins versus Oksana and Alicia Fox. Oksana and Alicia win the match. But you know what was stupid? Here's the first commentary that was stupid by Michael Cole in the first of the night. He turned and he asked JBL on commentary, how do you think Brie Bella feels about her soon-to-be husband, Daniel Bryan, becoming part of the Wyatt family? And JBL sarcastically said, well, he's the man of the house. If he's going to join the Wyatt family, she's got to go with it. How many times do I have to say this? Don't inquire one storyline over another. Focus on the match at hand. They didn't even really talk about how athletic the Bella Twins were or the great aerial flip that Oksana gave Nikki Bella. WWE has always been, in the last 10 years, they've been more storyline focused. They don't pay attention to the matches. They, as Joey Styles said one time, they ignore the moves and the holds, things that actually matter to wrestling. Nobody cares if Nikki Bella is going to be involved in this thing with having her husband Daniel Bryan join the Wyatt family. She's not walking around in storyline terms with Daniel, is she? No, she's not. Eddie said Daniel Bryan just gave up fighting with them and joined them so he can have, you know, he can be able to win the Royal Rumble with them. And the Wyatt family may sacrifice themselves so Daniel Bryan can win. That may be it. That may be it. And even though it was good because it was old school Raw. They had the old school theme song. Everything was good. Too Cool versus three-man band, which consisted of Grandmaster Sexay, Brian Christopher, and Rikishi. It was nice to see them there. CM Punk versus Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns is the winner. And hey, we even got to see Jake the Snake Roberts come out and use the snake. Jake the Snake Roberts looked totally different. It was awesome. It was good. But going back to the whole, let's back up and go to the Jack Swagger and Antonio Cesaro match for a minute if we can, because Michael Cole again, it's pathetic. Jack Swagger goes up on the top rope 2 minutes before the match officially ended. And he's like, hey, the boyhood dream has come true for Jack Swagger. That's a quote that they gave the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels years ago. Remember when Shawn Michaels finally became the champion at that time in the 90s. And I went, Michael Cole, shut up. Shawn Michaels is not even in this match. I didn't know Jack Swagger looked like Shawn Michaels. Thank you very much, Michael Cole, you dumbass. Yeah. Yeah, that was funny. The snake actually peed on Dean Ambrose. You know when they say the most illegitimate things happen on television? That was one of them. Reminds me of a Christmas production I went to a few weeks ago. Because at my friend's productional church, they used live animals. And they had to use a replacement donkey on the final night of the broadcast of the show that I went to go see a bunch of my friends in it. And because the new donkey is not used to being in front of a large audience crowd at a huge, my friend's church is a big auditorium type church. It looked like a theater. So naturally it was nervous, and going through the manger scene, the donkey peed on stage. We were like, whoop, that wasn't supposed to happen. I hope Dean Ambrose wasn't too upset with Jake the Snake Roberts. Hey, it was even a great relief when the writers actually let Road Dogg and Billy Gunn do all the swearing they wanted in their promo. It kind of brought back memories, but, you know, they let old school is only like Christmas that comes once a year. But still, it was good. I'm like, yeah, do some more cussing. Use that anger. But other than that, you know, it was a good show. I give Raw, well, since this is 2014, I'm not going to go into giving wrestling numbers anymore. Remember in the days I used to be like, I'll give Raw 5 this week, or I'll give Raw a complete 10. No, it's a new year. We're doing something different here on the Sports Opinion Show. I'm going to give Raw 1, just 1, thumbs up. That's it. That's all they're getting from me. Why aren't they getting 2 thumbs up from me? Because it was a good show, but it could have been a lot better than what it was. And, well, the other thing is that the segment where they said, well, now we're going to bring out all the old school stars, Booker T and blah, 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 and they went down the list. 3 of those people were not actually part of the Attitude Era. It's like, what are you doing on stage? Why are you here? It didn't make sense to me, that little segment. But it was nice. It was a nice, you know, little introduction to piss off the fans. When Wade Barrett came out from under the stage and they raised this thing like, damn, a good 15 feet in the air. He's like, he looked like the Big Green Giant because they were all down, way, way down. And I'm sure they looked like little tiny people from where he was at. Trying to do his Bad News Barrett, you know, segment that he was doing when just a few weeks ago he was out there in New York, you know, trying to ask for donations and wearing a stupid kitchen woman's apron and ringing a bell for Christmas. I mean, a majority of people, other wrestling analysts along with myself, were still trying to figure that one out. How did you go from that to what Wade Barrett was doing on the Christmas edition of Monday Night Raw back to this? Now you're raising him 15 feet in the air on some pulpit just to cut a 1-minute promo. And he basically bashed the old wrestlers from the Attitude Era and stuff like that. And he said that they're no good because they're really, really, really bad. But other than that, hey, it was good. It's one thumbs up for Monday Night Raw. Coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, Impact Wrestling. They did not make an impact last night. In fact, they tried too hard to make an impact. They weren't even treating the new year like a new year, with the exception of the Bully Ray Ken Anderson segment that they did. And what's worse, It's how they're portraying next week. Dixie Carter kept saying next week, it's going to be amazing. That was the only word she could use for it. What, you couldn't use the word awesome anymore? I know, it's because, and it's true what AJ Styles said last night if you watched the show. He said this whole place is going down because you suck. We don't need these games of Dixieland and you spinning some stupid wheel. And it's true because behind the scenes, they are methodically spinning themselves into a hole. This hole would be much bigger, but it's not that big because Spike TV, remember I told you 2 weeks ago, Spike TV came in and they said, you know what, wait. We can fix this. You don't have to cancel any of your shows on our network because we're going to help you out. We're going to give you, and they gave them a large check. It was a huge check for a huge amount of money to help them out financially. And no, I'm not going to talk to you this week about who's still interested in buying TNA, who's not interested anymore. Because this week it's not about that. It's about the fact that what they did last night, compromising what WWE is doing, and I'm sure you can already figure that out because we've had these conversations already, what, like 6-7 different times throughout the past 2 years on the show, or it might have even been before that, but even before our 4-year anniversary. Well, later this year it'll be, 5-6 years? Great. Thanks a lot, Coffee. It's all your fault. I lost count. I'm just kidding. It's not Coffee's fault. Still lots more to come because when we come back from our final commercial break, and before we go to commercial break, remember, if in case you forgot, the trivia question I'm trying to ask is, Diesel made a name for himself at the 1994 Royal Rumble by A, breaking the ring, B, eliminating 7 superstars in a row, C, winning the event, or D, being the fastest man eliminated in Royal Rumble history. Not right now, but in a few minutes. Go ahead and call me up at 347-637-2306 to see if you can get the answer right. If not, I'll mention the answer before we go off the air, which is almost very soon. I hate that. I don't want to leave you guys, but the show is almost over. But like I said, when we come back, we've got to talk about it because they didn't make an impact at all last night. Impact Wrestling was less than impactful because they only had maybe 4, maybe, what, DDP, what did we count on social media together, you and I? What, like 4 matches? Where's the wrestling action? I'll tell you what the problem was after this.
Fans, don't worry. The Sports Opinion Show will be back after a brief message from our friends here on the NDB Media Network.
You're playing like Betty White out there.
That's not what your girlfriend said.
Oh. Baby!
Whoa.
Eat a Snickers. Better?
Better.
Hey! Oh, man.
That hurts.
You're not you when you're hungry. Snickers satisfies.
Hey!
Presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
Ground beef, refried beans, guacamole, cheese, sour cream, and if there's any room left, a few shreds of lettuce.
I don't see no lettuce.
A culinary creation that baffles the human mind. A 12,000-calorie salad.
Ah, caramba!
Some may ask, is your taco salad healthy? Of course it is. It's a salad, isn't it?
You can eat that deep-fried crunchy bowl.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, conquistador of the calorie. You put the feast in fiesta.
Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
Now, we return back to the Sports Opinion Show with your host, Matt Alvarez.
And we are back right here on the Sports Opinion Show. Oh, man, 30 minutes left in the show. Ladies and gentlemen, I know I said during the commercial break that just to hear that Taco Bell commercial, now I'm super hungry, but I'm not worried about that because later tonight I plan on, see, I didn't get a chance, well, yeah, I did, I asked you all. I mean, I know Eddie wasn't here for that, but I hope you all had a good Christmas and a good New Year's. On New Year's, I was literally up until 3 a.m. It was beautiful. I loved it. And then I woke up at like 10 o'clock the next morning, finally. Or it might have been 11. Coffin's going to probably say the same thing that he said last year. You lazy ass. Yeah, I admit it. Sometimes I'm lazy. I know. I'm not afraid to admit it. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm not worried about that because I happened to get an AMC movie gift card for Christmas. And so I'm going to use that tonight. I use that to get me in and get my ticket. And I'll also use that to get me some food. I'll have some nachos, some popcorn, and a drink. That's it. Oh, and coffee, since you're going to be the guy serving me food tonight at my local theater, I need extra butter on that, okay? Extra butter on my popcorn. Thank you very much, coffee. No, just kidding. Coffee won't be doing that. Coffee doesn't even live here in California. It doesn't matter where you are. Thank you for being here. I mean, hell, we've even got, I know my friend from the Wacko Bob Show, my good friend, my other good friend, he lives over in England. Got people from England, Scotland, even from the down under part of Scotland, way, way down there on the bottom. If you're looking at a map, way on the very bottom, they're even listening to us. They just told me online that they are checking me out right now. They're not in the chat room. But that's cool. I'm glad everybody's able to join in. From different parts of the world. That is awesome. Well, let's get into this because we need to go through this together and analyze exactly how this all took place because last night was not a night of injuries, to say the least. And it all seemed to center around AJ Styles' friend and the whole deal there. And they decided to make it a winner-take-all match. Now, this presents a problem, as I said before the commercial break. This presents a huge problem. Because even though, see, TNA is starting to be, in case you haven't noticed, they are trying to be and acting exactly like the one organization that whether you're a driver or not, it doesn't matter. Because we don't like these kind of people. We don't like this organization. We don't like giving them our money, but we have to. Of course, I'm talking about the DMV. Because much like the DMV or any other business, TNA now feels that they have a right to actually act like some of these businesses now. You know, when I back in 2004, when I was first trying to become a California driver, don't worry, Coffee, don't say anything stupid. I'm a very good driver. I tend to get in and out of traffic okay when somebody stupid drives in front of me, but that's okay. But other than that, I'm a good driver. But when I was first trying out, trying to pass the test and trying to do everything I needed to do that I could do to make this thing actually work, and you know, our whole public transportation system here in our area is all messed up. So I needed a car at the time in order to get back and forth to work. I didn't want to be walking at nighttime. because of how crazy it is. Because, well, they started this thing 3 years ago. Where if you live here in my area, I know Coffee would be pissed if he lived here, because here in my area they did this thing 2 years ago where our public transportation system, if you don't catch the bus at the right time, now the new waiting time will be 2 hours and 26 minutes or something like that. It's like, hello, people got to go to work and they got to go to school. You can't make somebody wait that long at the bus stop, but their motive, like everybody else's right now, because of the damn economy, money. We don't have enough money to run the buses every 10 or 15 minutes like we used to. And you say, well, what does that mean? And then you find out that it actually means something else. So the point is that that TNA is starting to act like the DMV and all these other businesses, where they say one thing, but actually it's worded a completely different way. Because, see, when I was doing my driver's test back in 2004, you know, on the first page, the question is, if four people come to a stop sign, who has the right-of-way? And so I picked one answer. But on the other side, if you flip the page over, back then it was, if you flip the page over and it says it, it means the same thing, but it's worded a different way. How far do you stop at a stop sign when four other people are all approach the same stop sign at their own intersections that you did? And, of course, on page two, of course, back in 2003, I circled the wrong damn one. And then my friend explained it to me. She said, you know, you could have marked this answer because it actually means the same thing as it did on page one. And I said, what? You mean I could have put that answer and circled that one, and I would have gotten the test on the first try? She said, yeah. So study, and just go with your gut instinct, because your gut instinct will tell you to go with the answer. And then I find out that almost all the questions on page one are the same on page two, it's just they're worded differently. That's what the problem here is with TNA. Because even though they said it's a winner-take-all match, what they actually meant to say was, we're also going to have two titles on the line, and someone is going to be the undisputed champion of our company. And I mentioned this almost through all of last year, that, you know, it's a new year, so I don't care anymore. But remember in 2013 I did, when I cared about the fact that somebody's lying here. Vince McMahon said, we don't have time to watch TNA Impact Wrestling. We have to focus on what we have to focus on. Then we turn around and we ended up asking Dixie Carter, are you copying them or are they copying you? And she said the same thing. Oh, we don't have time to watch WWE programming. We're our own company. We built our company from the ground up, is what TNA told us last year. Remember that? And I went, well, somebody is lying. But since it's a new year, it's our New Year's party to officially kick off the Sports Opinion Show, since I was not actually on the show last week. I was for about an hour, and then that was it. Because I had no internet last week. That's my excuse. Coffee, there's no reason to put me in detention class because I have a legitimate excuse for not being on the show last week, okay? All right, pal? Thank you, Coffee. Detention. I had to remind myself of those memories. Damn, why did I even use that word? Oh, well. But see, this compromises both companies. Because Randy Orton is also the undisputed champion, and now Magnus is the undisputed champion. But like I said before the commercial break, they always say how we're Impact Wrestling. We are the best of the best. We do it better than anybody. And in 2014, You're going to see that tonight with great wrestling action. Well, actually, that's not true. They didn't make an impact at all. You had more promos than you did action. There was no wrestling whatsoever. It didn't feel like a wrestling show. I felt like I was watching a bad, bad version, a sombering version of my parents' favorite show. I never cared for it, but of course I'm talking about the Andy Griffith Show. If you're one of our friends down in Australia who's up there in age, much, much older than I am, and he enjoys all that old stuff, you know, I never cared for that. I never cared for that kind of lame, dormitted TV back then. Because the basis of the Andy Griffith Show was that, you know, the character, Andy Griffith himself, and his TV son and all his, you know, three buddies. And it's also the same thing we said for the original Three Stooges. Black and white television back then had a masquerade of entertainment. Don't get me wrong, it was good. But it wasn't my forte because Larry, Curly, and Moe would sit there, wait for 5 damn minutes, and then would start doing whatever the writers wanted them to do. It was the same thing last night on TNA Impact Wrestling. I mean, the promo with AJ Styles and Dixie Carter. Twice in that same segment, it took Dixie Carter almost a minute and a half to actually say what she needs to say per her promo. But anyways, Ethan Carter III, her nephew, took on Samoa Joe. These two fought all over, you know, just... But they fought to a nil contest at 251. You know, because she went out throughout the night basically telling everybody, well, you have a match tonight with so-and-so, and you have this match. And people were like, really? Kurt Angle took on Bad Influence inside a steel cage. Kurt Angle defeated Bad Blood at just 6 minutes and 9 seconds. By the way, that no contest between Samoa Joe and Ethan Carter III only took 2 minutes and 51 seconds. That's not really an impact for wrestling per se. Then she went to the trouble of getting on her cell phone because she had Bobby Roode with her backstage, and she said, you're wrestling Sting. He's like, no, we were talking about Kurt Angle. She's like, I'm not talking about Kurt Angle. You'll deal with him next week. At Genesis, I'll explain more about that in a minute. He's like, well, I'm wrestling who? You didn't notify me by phone. You didn't email me. She's like, I don't care. You're wrestling Sting tonight. She gets on her cell phone. She's like, leave that cage up. Don't take that cage down. We're going to have another steel cage match. Bobby Roode is nonetheless confused, as a lot of people last night were. He's like, Sting? No, me and Sting, we don't have the best. We have a great feud going, but I've pissed him off more than once, and I even almost ended his career, but now he really wants to bite my head off. She said, don't worry. You've been taking care of me all this time. So tonight, I'm going to take care of you. And she did, thanks to Roderick Strong. And, of course, well, her nephew, Ethan Carter. They kept interfering and interfering. The same people kept coming out and coming out. This proved that they don't have the huge talent roster that they once had. The same can be said for WWE, because you remember earlier when I told you that they used to have 150 wrestlers. But because WWE went through this whole massive thing last year and said, oh, Coffee, we can't afford you. Quite frankly, you charge too much anyway for us to pay you. Against 1870, you're just a mid-card wrestler, so we're letting you go too. DDP, I'm very sorry. Your name is popular because of our very own DDP. They have their own DDP, Diamond Dallas Page. But DDP, you're just a cruiserweight type wrestler, but you're fired too. Because they went through this whole thing saying that they can't afford this person, they can't afford that person. TNA, on the other hand, is actually showing. See, they're trying to hide this and make it look like they've got a huge talent roster, but we all know that both companies are struggling. ROH is, of course, making their strong comeback with 250 wrestlers, with Kevin Steen leading the way for that company right now. Most independent companies have a mixture of different guys that can come in, and even special ones, like our promotion before, my main promotion that I was going to before, the owner of that promotion passed away back in November. But back then, before he died, we were, using independent wrestlers from Southern California, from our very own area here in Northern California. People were coming from all over. I mean, hell. CM Punk's best friend even came to our promotion to help us out and get them noticed. They wanted wrestlers, real wrestlers. And that's when they brought in CM Punk's best friend, Colt Cabana. But, so anyway, Bobby Roode defeated Sting at 7 minutes 9 seconds with the help of Roderick Strong and Ethan Carter III. I know, we've got 10 minutes left in the show. I hate when the shows come to an end, but we must come to an end pretty soon with 10 minutes left. And, AJ Styles was put in a no disqualification match, winner take all, and he tried to alleviate this with Dixie Carter. And he said, I've got people in the back that don't like you, and they're going to take care of you. If you have anybody interfere in this match, then they will come to my rescue. They will help me out because they don't like you. But as I said earlier, throughout the night, Samoa Joe was injured by wrestling Ethan Carter thanks to Roderick Strong using a police baton over the back of Samoa Joe's leg. And then after Kurt Angle's match with Bad Influence, Al Snow came driving up the alley there. And he said, you've got an emergency. Kurt Angle's like, what emergency? You got an emergency. We got to go. Eric Young, he had to take his girlfriend, his wife, ODB, to the hospital because she got assaulted, which is the reason why he had to leave Joseph Park in basically a handicap match against the Bromans, who won at 3 minutes and 28 seconds. So basically all of AJ Styles' friends either had an emergency or had to go to the emergency room. That way there would be nobody to help AJ Styles win the TNA Championship. Or was Magnus, before the match, was he a paper champion? Because he had a belt. But AJ Styles already had two belts anyway. DJ Picard, you didn't think I would notice that other belt around AJ Styles' waist last night, not just the one he had on his shoulder. What are you trying to pull here, Dixie Carter? That you actually probably have legitimately three brand titles. Let me guess. You probably had to borrow another company's title to make it look legitimate like your own title. You know, a former referee that used to work for TNA, that's friends with me, on the internet, he posted, he said, you know, I was enjoying TNA until the main event, until Dixie Carter came out and cut this nasty promo. I couldn't bear to look at her face anymore because she's my former employer and doesn't know what she's doing, and she doesn't know anything about what I know about, and that's wrestling. Oh, let's see here. We've got a caller online. Maybe they know the answer to my trivia question. 484, you're on the air. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, it is the king of the world.
Oh, it's Eric Williams.
What's up?
Man, don't let Chris Jericho hear you say that. He'll be very offended, I think.
You know, Chris Jericho was the only the king of the world when he found out when he actually gave that him that title, you know, king of the world. You know, so you know, to be honest with you, I actually stole it from the one and only, you know, DDP. You know, I stole it from him.
Well,
thinking I'd call in to give you a little quick. You know, I was going to go into a jokingly article earlier that I found while I was doing the show. Somehow my phone decided to cut off. I wasn't able to get back on even on service, so I just got my phone working now. But, T.O. is getting married.
Really?
Terrell Owens is getting married.
That was awesome.
No, it's not awesome. He's getting married to a postal worker.
Oh, wow.
That's interesting. To a 33-year-old postal service thing. And the IRS also said, here, catch this one, T.O. You owe $412,000 in taxes.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a lot of post.
Well, I'm sure he'll figure something out, or maybe he can afford to pay them all in one big lump sum. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, who's all in the chat room? Anybody new join the chat room?
Well, I did have Matt Broderick's friend Eddie in the chat room, but he had to leave, so. But it was nice.
I know I called in earlier, but he was in. Was Matt Broderick in the chat room or not?
No, he wasn't.
No. Is DDP in the chat room?
Huh?
Is DDP still in the chat room?
Oh, you know DDP. You know how DDP does it. You know how he rolls. He's still in the chat room. Along with Coffee. Coffee showed up right after you abruptly left the airwaves.
What's up, Coffee? How y'all doing? What's going on? Happy New Year.
And, of course, a guest that's been joining us ever since Thanksgiving, guest 870. Yeah. Well, before we go off the air, Eric, let's see if you know this question. At the night, Diesel made a name for himself at the 1994 Royal Rumble by A, breaking the ring, B, eliminating seven superstars in a row, C, winning the event, or D, being the fastest man eliminated in Royal Rumble history.
I want to say B.
Eric Williams, you are correct, my friend. Diesel made his
name. I know he didn't break the ring.
No.
And I know he definitely wasn't the fastest, because the fastest was the one and only Santino Marella. So, yeah.
Well, well, Santino wasn't around in 94, so.
Well, Santino was alive in 94. He just wasn't in WWE.
Yeah, he was alive. So, yeah. Yeah, you know, a good show. A very good show. Eric William, before we go, what do you have planned for tonight, my friend?
I actually have to go pick up my car still. Still waiting on that, so.
And me, I'm going to get ready pretty soon and head out later tonight to go to the movies. Yeah.
Hey, you're going to see a movie. What are you going to see?
I'm going to go see Lone Survivor.
Why don't you go see Anchorman? That's a good movie.
Oh, I'll think about that. I'll think about that. We'll see what happens.
What is 2014, kind of start next week on this show?
Well, next week I'm going to come in with another trivia question, so
well,
maybe I'll make it a little
easier. Next week, so I got something for you. I got something up my sleeve for next week.
You got something for me next week?
I got a little. Matt Alvarez, sometimes in life, you got to look back at your own life. And I know Matt Alvarez isn't going to like this. Matt Alvarez is not going to like this next week. I know he's going to kill me. But next week on the show, hey, Matt, next week's show is going to be entitled, Matt Alvarez, This Is Your Life.
Oh, really?
Matt Alvarez, next week is This Is Your Life. Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, be here for that. I don't know what Eric had planned up his sleeve. What you got up your sleeve there? You know what? We'll figure that out next week. We are
out of time.
Well,
I'll tell you right now, next
gentlemen.
Week, tune in, same time, same channel, here on blogtalkradio.com.
Take care, everyone. See ya next week.
Peace. Getting to the top.
We are out of
here. And he cheated. Frog flash. Come on. Get it. Do it. Two.
He looked and he saw his dad, John Hancock, on a brand new 15-year contract. He goes, so that what do I do? They go, well, you're not leaving. You leave, that's a breach of contract, and you're going to owe us $7.6 billion.
Because only the tough survive. That's the reason you ain't in it. And this punk holding the camera reading he ain't in it. Reading these rednecks out here ain't in it. Because it's a tough business.
Terrific.
What, is that all you got?
I'll ask you the standard question. You know?
Standard question.
I think this is fake.
You think it's fake?
What the hell's wrong with you? That's open hand slap, huh?
Welcome to the Fourth Opinion Show.
You have made a huge mistake. And if I ever see you in person, I am telling you on camera, and please don't edit this out, I will rip you from limb to limb for destroying my reputation in your phony book full of lies, calling me a somebody who just wants to gain attention to themselves and a has-been. That's all I have to say about this, Jericho.
Mm-hmm.